Welcome to Enduring Words with David Guzik, a daily devotional podcast brought to you by Enduring Word.
Today, I'd like to talk to you about a test for a king. I'm going to read to you from 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 14, where we read, "And David said to Gad, 'I am in great distress. Please let us fall into the hand of the Lord, for his mercies are great, but do not let me fall into the hand of man.'" The story in 2 Samuel chapter 24 begins with David making a census, a counting of his kingdom. This was dangerous because of a principle stated in Exodus chapter 30, verse 12. This is that verse. "When you take a census of the children of Israel for their number, then every man shall give a ransom for himself to the Lord when you number them, that there may be no plague among them when you number them." The principle of Exodus chapter 30, verse 12 speaks to God's ownership of his people. In the thinking of these ancient cultures, a man only had the right to count or number what belonged to him. Israel didn't belong to David. Israel belonged to God. It was up to the Lord to command a counting, and if David counted, he should only do it at God's command and while receiving ransom money to atone for the counting. David rejected the advice of some of his trusted associates, warning him against the census. He proudly went ahead and did it, and therefore, late in his reign, David was tempted to take some of the glory to himself. He looked at how Israel had grown and prospered during his reign. It was remarkable indeed. The count was a way to take at least some of the credit to himself. It took almost 10 months to complete the census. David should have called off this foolish census during the 10 months, but he didn't. Finally, when the census was finished, then David saw that he did wrong. 2 Samuel chapter 24, verse 10 says that David's heart condemned him. The man after God's heart was not sinless, but he had a heart sensitive to sin when it was committed. David kept a short account with God, and now he knew that he had to make it right with his own king. Through a prophet, God told David that he would punish the king for this sin in one of three ways, and David could choose which way he wanted to receive the punishment. In this, God used David's sin and the resulting chastisement to reveal David's heart and his wisdom. His choice of the following three options would test David. David, number one, could choose 7 years of famine. Now, that would surely be the death of some in Israel. But the wealthy and resourceful would survive. Israel would also have to depend on neighboring nations for food. So, 7 years of famine, that was the first choice. Second choice, David could choose to flee for 3 months before his enemies. Now, that would be the death of some in Israel, but mostly only of soldiers, and Israel would have to contend with enemies among their neighboring nations. And then the third choice was this. David could choose 3 days of plague in the land of Israel. Now, this would mean the death of some in Israel, but anyone could be struck by this plague, rich or poor, influential or anonymous, royalty or common. So in response to these three choices, David said, "Please let me fall into the hand of the Lord." This meant that David chose the 3 days of plague. You see, in the other two options, the king and his family could be insulated against the danger, but David knew that he had to expose himself to the chastisement of God. If he chose war, David knew that he wouldn't go to battle because he was too old. Had he chosen famine, his own wealth meant that he would survive it without harm. Only with the punishment of plague could David put himself and his household at the same risk as everyone else in the kingdom. His choice revealed the greatness of David's heart. Now, to strengthen his choice, David also added this: "Do not let me fall into the hand of man." This meant that David chose the 3 days of plague. In the other two options, Israel would either be at the mercy of neighbor nations, as in the famine, or they would be attacked by enemies. And David knew that it's far more merciful and gracious to put yourself in the hands of God than in the hands of man. David's choice reflected his sympathy with all the people and his great trust in God. This beautiful fruit came from a life that was lived in close connection with the heart of God. Now look, let's be honest. We won't be tested in the same ways that King David was, but we will be tested. Perhaps sooner than we think, and we'll be tested on these same fundamental principles. Will we live as sympathetic servants of others and in genuine faith in God? You could see that David's choice is really our choice also. So let's choose to entrust ourselves to the Lord and put ourselves together with God's people. We can make that kind of choice today.
Thanks for listening to Enduring Words with David Guzik. For more information about David's ministry, visit enduringword.com.